the power of rest is to understand these things. And when Satan shows up, your question will be, how did you get past my protection to even come here to be making noise? And I'll disconnect from him and say, okay, Lord, what's going on here? You said you'll rebuke this. Can you take care of it, please? And we talk about the reason why it's here. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I opened the door. But whatever it is, can you? You can still take care of it now. My God is not flaky. He don't change his mind. He's a covenant keeper. He's the... I haven't returned to myself, but you guys are making me feel... I told the Kenyans, I need to bring you all over here so you learn how to shout. Do you know that before I arrived, every Sunday, I don't know if I've been a month or so, when service is over, everybody sits back down, and then they will spin a Voice of Resurrection broadcast. They watch one every Sunday. So they were well appetized.
Amen.
So when they saw people, I wave at them and they you know, flip, or like the one I waved at Kendrick and he tumbled over there. So when I show up, they say, well, okay, can you make people flip? We want to see that. Bishop got to the mic and said, hey, I was watching something and I saw the cloud of God's glory. So maybe before Apostle leaves, you know, the glory cloud can show up. And I was sitting there wondering, did they think I make that happen? I don't control it. He shows up. Hey, when you make him feel like showing out, I told you, you praise until something happens. You shout until something. You declare his majesty until something. Hallelujah. Now watch. If you believe in his promise, his covenant promise on the tithe, you will rest. The lack of rest is a testimony that you don't believe that somebody greater than you is watching over you. Try this one for size. He that keepeth thee shall never sleep. He's always. So what's going to get past him? It's not like he just does this for one day. He said he never sleeps. He hadn't slept. And we don't know how many millions of years he's been there. He doesn't need sleep. Oh, okay. Look at what he just said to me. He said, I don't just rebuke things when I see them. I know they will happen before Satan even starts. Did you get what I just said? He said, while Satan is planning, I already know what's in his heart. He said, now, the gospel was preached to them as it's been preached to us, but it didn't profit them. Why didn't it profit them? Why hasn't the gospel profited you? He said, because when they heard it, there was no faith that grabbed it and made it theirs. They were still testing. Let me see if something happens. Let me see. You see? And God bypassed them. And it's not only that he bypassed them, they all died in the wilderness. If it was just a matter of not receiving a breakthrough, that's one thing. But then to not make your destiny at all, that's what the issue is. That's why I say you ought to be afraid of this thing. So it doesn't matter what evidence Satan is showing you, he's telling him to shut up. I'm in the rest of the Lord. I turn this over to the Lord and I ain't taking it back. Not taking it back. So we should be concerned that the same thing doesn't happen to us. Now look at this. For we which have believed, do what? I can't hear you. He said that those of us who believe enter into rest. So if you're still stressed out, guess what? You're not resting. You haven't believed. You haven't believed. All right? He says, the time for you to turn things over should not always be when you have tried everything and nothing has worked. And now you are finally convinced.
Yeah. Come on.
It's okay now. It's time for you to get past that stage. Amen. When you know that whatever comes along, yeah, this is God's business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So if the word did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith, that tells me then if I mix it with faith, if I believe what he said,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, then it will profit me. It will profit me. He says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath. You notice in my wrath. Amen. This makes God angry. But before you think this is some deep revelation, is the same thing happening with you? When you say something and somebody don't believe it, you get downright angry.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't do it to God. And you don't even have the credentials to be that angry.
Amen.
But he has enough credentials.
Amen.
Don't you see what we're saying? We're over here. We're still in our morning service. And people are going to bed. It's the one that did that I'm talking to you about.
Amen.
Tell me how you are spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. You don't even notice you're moving. But you're moving right now at 1,000 miles an hour. A man discovered it when he left the earth and saw that the earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. That's why you have 24 hours in a day.
Amen.
And your day and night begins where your own part of the world is facing the sun.
Amen.
And then it goes past you, then it's your night. And then it's the other people's day. And it keeps going on and on and on. I don't know if Google is right, because what I read in school said 18,000 something, but Google says that the earth is traveling at 76,000 miles an hour. Which airplane will go that fast? Airplane hasn't even reached the, except military jets, hasn't even reached the speed of the earth revolving. Because at 1,000 miles, it takes you 24 hours to go around one time. It's only the military fighters that have, you know, broken the sound barrier. The speed of sound is 660 miles an hour. Sound is so slow. Light is 186,232 miles a second. God is light. He said, light goes around the world 8 times in 1 second. 24,000 miles. In 1 second. I can't even do it that fast. When you look at his credentials, we meditate on the wrong things. Satan has you thinking about what he's doing. No, you should meditate on the majesty of God, his power, his glory, his might. Mm. And your faith will lock in. How do I know your faith has locked in? You go to bed. They said this woman slept through the Germans bombing England. They were bombing London every night. And she never left her room. She never went to a bomb shelter. And no bomb ever fell on her house. They asked her later on, how did you do it? She said, I read in my Bible that he who keeps me neither slumbers nor sleeps. He said, there's no point both of us being up. If he's up, I should be sleeping. Some of you are too smart for your own good. You are trying to figure out everything. But the key is, when you understand the power and the majesty of God, then you get out of his way.
Amen.
He said, the time has come when you cannot continue to frustrate my grace.
Amen.
And then when finally you won yourself out, that's when you turn things over to me.
Amen.
He says, you honor me by knowing that I have it. This is why some of you are holding on to things you know don't belong to you. Because you can't trust God for the unknown. Why are you going to live missing your destiny? It's like God wants to bless you with a business, but you're holding on to this job. But the witness in your spirit said the time is up, but you're going to hold on to it until they fire you. You understand that your refusal to trust God is frustrating the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Why did he make that statement? Because here are Jews that are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, but they did not want to endure the persecution of saying that the law is no longer needed, that Jesus Christ is the way. And that his sacrifice has paid for everything.
Yeah.
I showed it to my leaders. Because those are the things you teach leaders. I showed them how Paul preached against that thing. And God used him to unveil the New Testament to us. But that was the same thing that brought him down. He was seduced by his fellow apostles in Jerusalem. And when Paul got to Jerusalem, Peter and the rest of them pulled him aside and said that we hear that you are teaching all these things. And that we are so concerned about what you are teaching. That if indeed you are still true to the things we have received through the years, that you should then go with these people that have consecrated themselves and are going through purification and go with them into the temple to show that you still believe in Judaism. And he did it. And that's when he went in the temple with them. That's when people from Asia saw him and said, this is the man that had been teaching all them things. And then they grabbed him and tried to kill him. But all through the time that Paul was on his way to Jerusalem, they kept warning him that trouble awaits him. But he didn't know how the trouble would come. That it was the seduction of his fellow apostles. That's what happens to you in church. I'm preaching faith and teaching you the way to go. And your friend that's sitting in the pew will start preaching something else to you.
Come on, man.
And after they seduce you and get you in a crisis, and then you come and dump it back on me and ask me to work magic. No, go to your friend. Since they know what they're talking about. Ministers without portfolio. If you are that bad, why didn't God trust you then and give you the vision?
Amen.
And give you the responsibility?
Come on now.
You're preaching bold and big because you haven't been tested.
Amen.
Come on now, when the demons will see clearly who they're shooting at.
Amen.
Come and stand at this podium and make your own decrees. Let's see what will happen. This is a crazy thing. Fellow apostles, this is like the young prophet. God said, now go to Israel and prophesy against that altar that Jeroboam raised up. He said, now don't eat anything. Don't stay. Finish it and come back. And he gets there. As soon as he started prophesying, the king said, grab him. And as soon as he said, grab him, his hand got stuck. It won't come down. Watch now. The same king that said, grab him. He said, oh, man of God, pray for me. Oh, I'm finally a man of God now because your hand is not responding. So, watch. The man prayed for the king and his hand normalized. Now, he leaves, going back as God told him, and then he decides to stop somewhere and rest. That's the kind of rest you don't want.
Amen.
The one Satan comes and said, you know, you are really tired. You can stay home from church today. You worked hard really this week. It's been so much going on. Take a break. Those are the rest that kills you. That's not the rest I'm preaching about. A man preached a powerful message years ago. He said, resting in an opportune time. He saw this tree and felt it had a good shade, and he sat on it, underneath it, and was resting. And the Bible says, an old prophet. Old prophet. We don't know when was the last time he heard from God. Because if he was hearing from God, then God would not send the young prophet. God would have sent him. An old prophet caught up, asked which way the young man went. They told him, and he got on his chariot and then went and found him. He says, oh, young man, so when you left, the Lord came to me and told me to bring you back home and give you food and all of this. And being hungry and tired, guess what? He went with him. And while he was at the man's house eating, now, this old prophet that hadn't heard from God in ages, now hears from God and said, thus saith the Lord, because you violated what you were told, a lion will eat you on the way. And then he went out on his way home. A lion came out and ate him. So who is in your ear and trying to deviate you from what the altar is saying? Remember now, I've been in Kenya. I don't know what's going on. I'm just prophesying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Has the whispers, have they started again? Because I'm wondering why I'm preaching what I'm preaching. Because all I'm doing is prophesying. I pray in tongues and I come. Hallelujah. And the young man lost his life over this whisperer from the side. That's how Apostle Paul died, from whisperers. Ministers without portfolio. Hallelujah. Did this old prophet cause the young man to lose his life and ministry over prophet lying? I've always wondered, how can God send me and grant me this grace and give me resurrection? And you see all the miracles, the signs and wonders. And somebody who hasn't been given anything, who hasn't manifested anything, will have such power to be telling you something and you don't spit it in their face. No, and then you are listening to it. You deserve what you get. It's like I was telling them, this preacher they're preaching, don't tithe. First of all, let's check out their lives. Let's see how many curses or lack thereof. You can't just be mouthing off and we believe you. Let's see if it's working for you. Hallelujah. The miracles that are happening now. Bishop Joseph said, you know, he went to his hometown after he left him in Nairobi, and he preached there this morning. Remember, I told you they're going to bed.
Amen.
They had their morning service hours ago.
Amen.
I don't know. Let me look at my phone. He says, this morning I'm in the high school where I did my schooling. 49 young men have given their lives to Jesus. This morning. He said, we are coming back for 3 days in May 2024. I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, I told him I celebrate and rejoice with you. May God continue to move in this grace until you recapture everything Satan has stolen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. He's giving me all kinds of testimonies. There's the one of the pastors got home and said, listen, we're going to the bank. Whatever that's there, we're sending it. We're going to not only tithe currently, but we're going to try to recapture all the ones. Then we are shocked that I told him, I not only just tithe, but the resurrection of all nations tithes.
Amen.
Amen.
We do, sometimes we do 20% away from us. These are the things that govern the miraculous. Look at how he's looking at it. Yes, that's what's governing it. These are principles. Not praying and crying. We acting on what God has taught us. The gospel was preached unto us. We received it. Hallelujah. How do you enter into rest? You do what God is saying. And you leave him with the consequences. Leave him. Beloved, I trust that the word is blessing you. Did you hear the testimonies from my mission trip to Kenya? The glory of God, the explosive word, the blessing that fell on the church, the transformation of people's lives. That is what resurrection is about. Somebody sent me a video that I watched this morning, and it was tales and tales of American preachers going to Africa and then charging all this money. And some of them, after collecting money, never made the trip. One guy was lying that he was in London and missed his flight, and somebody else confirmed that he was still here in America and didn't go anywhere. I said, I celebrate that we do missions. We don't ask anyone overseas for money. We take the money. We pay all the expenses. We, hallelujah. Those of you in ministry, make sure you are tithing. Yeah, your ministry has to tithe away from you. Support what God is doing somewhere else. These are the things that produce miracles. You will enter into rest. I don't fool with those that are preaching that tithing is this and that. It's God that came to me and said, son, if you don't tithe, you are a non-covenant man. And there's very little I will do with you. So if the brother right here in Atlanta preaching that don't tithe and all of this, run away from him. You're going to lose even the little one you have. I not only tithe personally, but this church, this ministry tithes. We give away from us. Even this television broadcast you are watching is a tithe. We are spending money to bring the word of resurrection to you, to bless you, to transform your life. And many of you are watching it and getting blessed, but you don't support it. But it hasn't stopped us. We didn't say, if you don't send us money, we're going off. Whether you send or not, we are not going off.
If you send, that's what Paul told the people. He said, I'm not in need of this or that for me to tell you to sow. No. He said, I deserve fruit that will abound to your account. I want you to connect with resurrection and see the power of the glory on your finances. Follow the principles that God has taught me, and you will get the same results. That's the power of the blessing. I said, when God is pleased with a man, when God wants to bless a man, and there's no money, no gold, no silver that's worthy, God will bless the man with himself. That's what I received. I received a covenant of blessing. The blessing rests permanently with me. No man has ever connected with me and remained the same. No ministry, no individual. Your life must change. You must go higher. You must do better. That's the power of the blessing. And you know, it's hidden away in the covenant of tithing. It's the Abrahamic covenant. God told him, I will bless you and make you a blessing. And he that blesses you is blessed. He that curses you is cursed. That's the Abrahamic covenant. That's what I received. It's a blessing covenant. The information is all there on your screen. Become a partner of the voice of resurrection. Sow into something moving, growing, working miracles across the globe. I said in yesterday's broadcast that we're on television Monday through Friday, and my staff reminded me, you're on television every day in America and in Africa. TBN Africa is running us 6 times a week. We're only paying for 3 times. They said that a prophet is without honor in his own house, but those of you in the Atlanta area have not shown such favor to the voice of resurrection. But those overseas have recognized the power of it. And the station themselves are running it 3 times for free. We pay for 3, they run it 3 times for free. Become a partner to the voice of resurrection. Your life will change. You will not remain the same. You will enter into the rest of the Lord. We love you. God bless you. I got to go. Receive in Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.